Well, Mark, was that one of the most physical games of the season so far?
No, it was a really tough game. It was a real fight from start to finish, and fair play to Gloucester. They really made it difficult for us. But we're pleased with our boys for staying resilient, showing the resolve that we did from 13-3 down and getting our 4 points.
Chris Wiles has played everywhere in the back line apart from scrum half down the years. But it was his moment, really, that turned the game in that first half, wasn't it?
They were well on top at that point. I think it was a big momentum swinger, for definite. But, you know, we went from 13-3 down to, I think, leading 28-16. So that was a good period of the game for us. And we had them under a bit of pressure in the last 15 minutes, but couldn't get over the line for that fourth try.
Your captain scored one today, set one up for Ashton, and was even putting grubber kicks in behind the defence at one point. Al Hargreaves, fantastic.
He did well, and he carried the ball particularly well, and that was a lovely decision to pass the ball back into Chris. So he's done a great job for us, thanks.
And I think that was a 50th Premiership try for Chris.
Well, that's
great
news.
Great achievement, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, and he's been playing well this season. I think that's three tries out of the six games. He tends to do that. He tends to be a try every other game, which is a phenomenal record, and, you know, we're lucky to have him at the club.
And can I ask, with the wings, you rotate a lot of the rest of the squad, but those guys have played pretty much every game, haven't they, Chris and Dave?
Yeah, David didn't play against, I think it was London Irish, but it was our intention to rotate Chris as well. But unfortunately, we've just got some injuries in other positions. Nathan Earle, who's the under-20 World Cup winner from last year. Chris Wiles is meant to be rotating on the wing, but he's heavily involved in the midfield. So, yeah, it's not our intention to play them as much as we do, but they're fine at the moment.
You had some big players back involved today. Skult, who unfortunately couldn't make it through the game. Marcelo's back. And Brad Barrett, back from injury, was awesome.
Yeah, no, he was phenomenal today. Just a real leader. In terms of the example he sets, going forward with the ball, making good decisions on the ball like he always does, defending the way he always does. So I thought he was standout today.
And you go into Europe now, and it's Clermont Auvergne and Munster, first two games. I mean, that is some baptism of fire in the European competition.
No, it's obviously a proper competition now, and it's you know, that's as tough as it probably gets. Clermont have been showing great form in the top 14. They've got a star-studded squad. It's nice to have a game like that at Allianz Park. We haven't probably have a game of that status at Allianz Park, and we're looking forward to it.
And from the game at Twickenham last season, I'm sure that they won't exactly be looking forward to facing you again.
No, but it's irrelevant. We all know that. It's just one of those one-off games, and it's going to be a completely different match.